Can you say, snow my gosh?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Washington and much of the East Coast is shut down again this morning. The second big storm in less than a week has hit the eastern seaboard. The federal government's been down since Friday. It's the longest weather-related shutdown since 1996. Brett Neely made it into our Marketplace Washington Bureau this morning, and he is there with us live. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
So what does it cost to shut down the federal government?
Well, government estimates say a snowy day costs about $100 million due to lost productivity. And so far, the weather has cost taxpayers something like $350 million, and the government may be closed for the rest of the week. So we're looking at a $500 million blizzard here, possibly. And that's just Washington. I mean, state governments up and down the East Coast are also shut, as are schools. Offsetting that, of course, is that it's easier to work from home now than it used to be. And a lot of the 200,000-plus federal employees here in the D.C. area are on their BlackBerries and trying to work remotely.
I'm sure they are. So what was supposed to happen in Washington this week that's gotten pushed back?
Well, lots of things. I mean, for example, several economic reports that were supposed to be issued today have been pushed back to at least Friday. On Capitol Hill, safety regulators and Toyota executives were supposed to testify about the recalls. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke was supposed to testify about the Fed's exit strategy from the financial crisis. Instead, his testimony is going online. And the House and Senate wanted to vote on a jobs bill. Not going to happen. A lot of congressmen can't get back to the city.
And how is travel affected for a lot of folks there?
Airports up and down the East Coast are closed. At least 2,000 flights have been canceled nationwide.
All right. Brett Neely joining us from Washington. Brett, thanks.
Thank you.
It is debt that's burying some European countries, but hope for resolution has stocks a little higher. European shares are up 1.5%. Investors positive about a possible plan to help indebted Greece. In Asia, stocks closed mostly higher today. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added about 150 points to close at 10,058. So, stumped on what to get your sweetheart for Valentine's Day? How about Botox in bulk? A New York doctor's launched a web-based site that offers batches of the youth serum at a discount. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins smooths it all out.
A single visit to a Botox doctor can run you upwards of $750. But buy 10 treatments in bulk at thebotoxbank.com, and you'll save $3,000. Jack Birdie started the Botox Bank to keep clients coming to his office in a tough economy. Eventually, he hopes to work with a network of doctors that operate not unlike bank branches across the country.
Maybe a little more stable than Bank of America or some of those.
He hopes. Los Angeles resident Janice Garza is skeptical. She admits to having been touched up, but buying in bulk?
I'm not interested in saving money. I'm interested in having a good doctor.
Garza says she's seen too many cases of facial freshening gone bad. Candace Corlett of WSL Strategic Retail says Birdie's approach has potential.
Botox centers would have to offer savings as well as the convenience of being able to drop in and get your Botox, no appointment necessary.
For now, Corlett says this Costco of Botox may be a bit ahead of its time. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by PBS, presenting Faces of America with Henry Louis Gates Jr., Meryl Streep, and Stephen Colbert, who dig into their family trees tonight at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Street protests are going on today in Athens. Public workers angry over Greece's new austerity measures to shrink the country's huge deficit. Reports today are that Germany and France may come to its rescue with at least loan guarantees. The business editor of the website protothema.gr is Sotos Chiotakis. In English, his name is the same as mine, Steve Chiatakis. He happens to be my cousin, and he is with us right now. Hi, Sotos.
Good morning from Athens. Rainy Athens today.
Soto, how did Greece get here in the first place? Give us a little history.
Losing investments. Many foreign companies went out of the country because of the lack of competitiveness in Greek economy. Increasing salaries, that weren't corresponding to the increasing of the productivity in Greek economy, and also giving many early retirements during the past years. And I have to mention also that the Olympic Games of 2004, Steve, cost us a lot. They had a budget with $4 billion, and they cost at least $15 billion, Steve.
And, you know, Soto, if you wouldn't mind, because you talked about the history a little bit, talk to me about some of the numbers.
Yes, we're reporting in Brussels even surplus, budgets with surplus, and that wasn't real. Finally, we discovered that the deficit in the budget is 13%, Steve.
This is 13% of GDP, right?
13% of GDP, yeah. So now we have also to convince the European Union that we're giving them the correct data.
I mean, were these outright lies or just to cover it up, or was it the prior government, or where did these fabricated numbers come from?
They were lying, simply. They were lying again. They were covering things. They were covering the deficit of the pension system. They were covering the deficit of the local authorities and all that sort of things. But this has come to an end now. It has to come to an end now. Otherwise, we cannot refinance our debt, you know.
What are the average Greek citizens saying about this issue? Are they concerned about this debt? Are they concerned about the world being concerned about this debt?
Well, they have started to concern, Steve, about this debt. I mean, but the bigger concern now is an increase in taxes. I mean, we had an increase in the fuel taxes, 12% in one day. So that is giving us inflation pressures in the economy, which is still in recession.
All right, Soto, Sotiris Yotakis, the business editor of the website protothema.gr. And Soto, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
And finally, next door in Italy, the agriculture minister is getting a mouthful from critics about his stamp of approval of McDonald's new McItaly burger. He was helping introduce the Italian beef, Asiago cheese, and artichoke spread sandwich. Critics say he's sacrificing Italy's culinary reputation. And in Rome, that's tough to wash down with a milkshake. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.